Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, the Spirit of America Party radio show at .com. This year, this Holy Week that is coming up right after Palm Sunday is going to be very interesting, because I think for the first time in your lifetime, you're going to see the Pope carrying the same crucifix as Christ, because there's going to be two crucifixions this year, one of our Lord and Savior, and the other one's going to be of Pope Benedict. And I can't believe, and I'm sure you can't believe, how international communism can reach around the world and destroy the Catholic Church. And that's what's taking place. But then again, our own country is being destroyed, and our own government is being destroyed, and our own form of government is being destroyed. And the worst news that I got this week was that we're getting 16,500 IRS agents, and they're all going to have black uniforms, and they're going to be carrying firearms. Richard Lugers, they're going to be carrying. Richard Lugar is a Republican, but I call him a repuppy. And the time has come to start working up a good sweat for November, and let's get rid of both Democrats and Republicans. But first off, there are no Democrats left. They're all Democrats, okay? And they're all communists, and you can't believe that, but you lost your country. We are now the former USA. It's time to wake up and take your country back before you find out that you're going to be given a mark and a number. I'm going to open with a Gregorian chant, a tune that is sung in benediction when they elevate the host in a golden monstrance. And the ACLU has the serial number of every monstrance in the world when the giant lawsuit begins, that they'll be able to identify it at auction time. You're losing your church. Not only are you losing your country, you're losing your church. It is terrible. And the pedophile priest scandal is being resurrected at Eastertide. And you don't think that's a coincidence? You think that's a coincidence? Yeah, and the Father Murphy that's making the headlines is dead, so he can't defend himself. And I've seen a picture of the deaf children in a classroom in 1958 who allegedly were molested by Father Murphy, and they're trying to tie the Pope into a cover-up. In the same picture of the class, the kids are all wearing earphones. And under an American flag stands one lonely saint, a nun. Now, when you see Father Murphy, I want you to see that nun. I want you to see that bride of Christ who gave her life to children and raised more children than any family ever raised. And I want you to remember the good works of the Catholic Church. And we'll talk more about pedophilia, because it's not exclusive to the Catholic Church. So I'm going to open with Tantum Ergo, and then I'll give you the English translation.
Tantum Ergo, Tantum Ergo.
Oh,
Would you like to hear the interpretation of that Latin tune? By the way, that Latin Gregorian chant was written by Thomas Aquinas, one of the great saints of the Catholic Church. And here's the words in English. This great sacrament we hail over ancient forms of worship. Newer rites of grace prevail. Faith will tell us Christ is present when our human senses fail. I do believe in the resurrection. I do believe in life after death. It's the one thing that all of us can look forward to. To the everlasting Father and the Son who made us free, and the Spirit, God proceeding, from them each eternally, be salvation, honor, blessing, might, and endless majesty. Amen. The one that I like the most is O Salutaris, O Hostia. There's one line in it that says, Bella Praemunt, Hostilia, our enemies close in from every side. And that's what's happening to our country, and that's what's happening to our religion. Whether you be any religion, you are under siege right now. And you're going to be eliminated when the communists take over. And the communists are not taking over for the poor. The communists are taking over for themselves. They have breaking news. IRS agents are now in the new health care law. The IRS health Gestapo, what other acts will they perform? Surely they're not just going to do indictments. Will they be wearing black uniforms with the dollar sign insignia instead of the death's head? Will they be carrying Richard Lugers? Will they stake out Burger King for fat kids? Will Americans have to sign for 5-pound bags of sugar at the post office? Will the post office be the former USA gummy store? Yes, a roll of stamps and a quarter pound of salami. You have to come back for the salami, the stamps you can have right now. Is Tupac Iscariot going to be in this Democrat passion play? He has Obama ready to cave, and he sold out the kids for a chit. Yeah, he had Obama by the shorts. All he had to do was say, write the legislation that kids are not going to be killed in this health care plan, and you have my vote, and Obama would have done it, because Obama was in the 11th hour situation, up against the wall. But Tupac sold out. And instead he settled for a chit. And now everybody knows he's full of chit. The communists have attacked the Pope for Easter in honor of the Clinton kidnapping of Ilian Gonzalez on Holy Saturday. Who will make the papal collar? Eric Holder? Watch out, Democrats. The resurrection is coming. Let me just tell you about Ilian Gonzalez, because the media has made you forget. They use woofy dust, the Democrat woofy dust, and it clears your head. And you forget all the injuries that you have received at the hands of the party of death. The raid on Ilian Gonzalez was done during Holy Week. Congress had just taken the Easter break. So everybody skedaddled out of town, and all the Democrats knew the big sellout of this Cuban kid was coming. So they all headed home and hid out. Judges could not be found. The judges weren't answering the door. It was like the night of the long knives. And what happened was, if I remember correctly, a guy named Kendall Coffey was defending Ilian Gonzalez, and he was a personal friend of Janet Reno. And he was waiting on a fax from Janet Reno to resolve the situation so that Ilian Gonzalez could not be snatched. And while he was sitting by the fax machine, the Gestapo broke down the front door. And they trampled grandmother's lighting candles. And they did it when everybody was asleep. They struck, just like the Gestapo does when they make arrests in Holland looking for Anne Frank. Yeah, Ilian Gonzalez is the Anne Frank of Cuba. How sad, huh? And guys like Geraldo Rivera championed the fact that this Cuban kid belonged with his father, who got off a plane with a handful of drugs to dope the kid up, with the help of the Clinton administration, who were all buying Pontius Pilate finger bowls, saying, "I wash my hands of this situation." And they left the Janet Reno to complete the mission and turn this kid back over to their master, Fidel Castro, who is now endorsing Obama's health care plan. So, you know, if Castro likes it, it's not good for the USA. Never forget that Fidel Castro nearly created World War III. He was minutes away from destroying the United States and Cuba, because Cuba never would have survived either. And he had the Kennedys on the ropes. But going back to Elian Gonzalez, the kid was snatched from a house, and we all know the classic photo of the guy with the automatic weapon is sticking it in the kid's face. But what you don't know is that they had plans to get that kid if he was in a Catholic church. You don't know that. But they had a contingency plan, because the rumor was that the kid was going to be sanctuaried in a Catholic church and making it harder for the communist Clintonistas to snatch him. Do you know what the code word was for the mission accomplished? The code word was bingo, bingo, bingo. Once they snatched the kid, that was the message they relayed to the Witch of Waco. And the Cuban people got the shaft once again. They've been getting the shaft from the Democrat Party since they were abandoned at the Bay of Kennedy's in Cuba. And John Kennedy stood with those Cuban people and told them that the flag of free Cuba would fly once again in Havana. And you know where the flag is? It's in a baseball stadium in Miami. And the promise was never kept. The Cuban people were sold out. And I can still remember, Jeb Bush was the governor, and he didn't have the courage of George Wallace. Now, why do I say George Wallace? Not because George Wallace was an integrationist, but because George Wallace had the courage of his convictions, as wrong as they were. He had the courage to block the door of a university. Okay? He stood for what he believed was right, even though he was wrong. But Jeb Bush didn't stand for what was right, and he allowed, in his state, Elian Gonzalez to be kidnapped for Fidel Castro and the Kennedy clan. And that's why I have no respect for the Bushes. I have no respect for George, even though I love George, and I think that he got a bad rap. But I have no respect for George because he abandoned two Texicanos, Ramos and Campion, and he sold them out. And he also sold out any GI that's being tried for war crimes in Iraq. Okay? He's the commander-in-chief. He's responsible for his troops. And before they go to jail, he should have went to jail in their place. If you go down with the ship, you don't go landlubber. So that's George's biggest fault. I give him credit for winning the Iraq War. He surely did, and he'll never get credit for it because the communists are writing all your reading material. But Elian Gonzalez was snatched and sold out by the Kennedys and the Democrats to Fidel Castro. It was the greatest betrayal of the Cuban people in my lifetime, even worse than the Bay of Pigs. And a spokesman for the Cuban people in Miami said, "Jeb Bush swallowed his tongue." I'll never forget that. And Geraldo Rivera, who turned Puerto Ricans against Cubans, who turned Haitians against Cubans, shouted, "The boy belongs with his father." Yes. But now Geraldo's shouting, "Let all the illegal immigrants be naturalized, except Elian Gonzalez." So I said my piece, and now I'm going to play a national tune that should be sung, and we got to get back to church. Everybody's got to go see their God. We got to pray for this country. This country is in more trouble than you can imagine. You have no idea. I talked to a guy today. His son was making $120,000 on Wall Street, had a job for 10 years, and now he's making 60. Okay? The stock market was halved, and now they have a 10% increase, and they're all partying. But nobody is back to before the crash. So unless you're George Soros and you're betting on the dollar collapsing. And speaking of the dollar collapsing, I told my friends tonight that we have no allies. Do not use the word ally in front of me because it's a lie. We have no allies. Germany and Britain have put the pressure on Osama bin Laden to capitulate to the Iranians because they have vested interests. They've got money-making projects going on, and it's all about the euro. And the euro was created to destroy the dollar. We have no allies. My friends, we have no allies. The national anthem should be the farmer in the dell, and you can all stand when we come to the part where the cheese stands alone. We have no allies, and I'm going to tell you something. We're going to have less when Obama gets finished negotiating with the Russians. He's already given the Russians Poland and Czechoslovakia, and now he's going to give them the United States. He is going to make us as weak as an infant babe in a Planned Parenthood clinic. And that same guy who took a salary cut from $120,000 to $60,000 a year has a son who just signed up for 6 years in the military. Where do we get these great heroes? I don't know. It's like 0.5%, 0.1% puts their lives on the line. I sent a blog out the other day. I had a picture of 20 young guys and girls who died for this country. And it's so sad because 99% of the nation doesn't care. And that's why we're going to lose our nation. We're going to lose our country. The last thing the communists will do is destroy the military. And the way they're going to destroy it is they're going to bankrupt the American people. And after they bankrupt the American people, they're going to turn around and say, we have no money for defense, and it's time to lay off the military. I'm telling you, you're going to get sold out. You're going to get sold out so bad, you're not going to realize it. You don't know how much trouble we're in. They're going to legalize marijuana in California. California can't pay its bills, so they're going to turn everybody into junkies so they can tax them. Does that make sense to you? Are you for real? What? There's an epidemic of teenage glaucoma? Come on. Come on, the last thing we need is one more pothead. Everybody's feeling bad for Sandra Bullock because she's been wronged. Let me tell you something. Sandra Bullock isn't the only girl in America that's been wronged. Girls in America have been sold down the river. They've been classified as all tramps, and they're trying to live up to that reputation. They've sold themselves out. They've been misled. And you know what? The guys follow them because they follow the misleader. It is sad. It is very sad. What's life all about? Poor Tiger Woods. He's the only guy that's committing adultery in the United States. I feel sorry for Tiger Woods. He's got a problem. He's trying to earn a living. And there's people that don't want to see him succeed. And not because he's an adulterer, but because he doesn't fit into their little quadrant that they've built around him. He doesn't qualify as a savable. It is really sad. We are a sick nation. I'm just watching Laura Ingraham. I like Laura Ingraham. I'll tell you why I like her. She's got soul. She's got soul. I heard her one night, and she was reading a letter from a chaplain who was in Iraq or Afghanistan, and he was talking about how rough it is. And as she was talking, she just broke down and cried. Not the Hollywood tears that they squirt in your eye, I mean, this was real emotion from a real person. So, and she's got a kid that watches a Diego. And my grandchildren watch a Diego. And they were talking tonight about how Nickelodeon is brainwashing children. Get rid of Nickelodeon. Don't let it be shown on your TV. Turn it off. Let the kids watch something else. We need new role models. We need St. Thomas Aquinas. We need good popes. We need good cardinals. But more important than any of those hierarchy of priests, we need ground troops. We need the people who built cathedrals, great cathedrals, one brick at a time. We need the common people, the people of America. They have to come back to God and you start praying for your country, because we're losing it faster than we can recover. We're in deep trouble. When you see the President of the United States sell out the chosen people and walk out on them on a dinner when they were his guest, that's a great insult. And the press is covering it up, as they covered up tonight the first attack on South Korea by the North Koreans. Yes. And let me tell you something. One day we'll be missing a city and they won't tell you. So let us turn to the faith of our fathers in this Holy Week that's coming up, this Passover that's coming up. And Obama just passed over the state of Israel. He's playing Pharaoh. And I'm not going to say it. But just remember that Jesus died for our sins, and we have many of them. So it's time to keep the faith of our fathers. Your grandfather wouldn't stand for what's going on today. He would not. He would not. And never forget, today they attacked the Catholic Church and want to destroy it and bring it down. Tomorrow it's your church, a synagogue.
Thank you.
I hear that tune, I think of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. I love the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. They have great voice. And yet Hollywood makes movies about polygamy and the Mormon Church. And yet, are you going to tell me there's not one good Mormon? That Hollywood... why don't they make a movie about the Soviets who murdered the Romanovs? Do you know how they murdered the Romanovs? Huh? It was mostly girls, mostly young girls. They put them all in a basement, and they shot them all. And then they threw their bodies down a mine shaft. Even a little hemophilic child that they shot. Huh? The pro-life communists? Is that what you want for your country? Is that what you want? It all begins with a law being passed here and a law being passed there, and before you know it, you have no country left. And before you know it, they go from peaceful to violent, and then they round you up because you're a threat. And they and you don't think that those guys that are aren't stuntmen that are infiltrating the tea parties and trying to make them look bad? That's the oldest tactic in the world. And you're buying it. That's how gullible you are. You should be in a book called Gullible's Travels. Somebody sent me Nagasaki and Hiroshima, A Tale of Two Cities. And the text was 64 years ago, these two cities were destroyed by atomic bombs dropped by the Americans. Would you like to see what those cities look like today? And the pictures are absolutely beautiful. I have never seen such modern-looking cities. They have amusement parks as like part of the city landscape. So beautiful. So modern. And then the person who sent me these pictures said, and here's Detroit, Michigan, 64 years later. And they showed all the boarded-up houses, boarded-up public facilities. And I sent it to a liberal friend of mine, and they came back and said, that's very racist. Racist? What's it got to do with race? You're telling me that poor people are only one color? Huh? Do you see an empty building and it's racist? You see an empty public building and it's racist? Come on. That's not what we're saying. We're saying that Japan and Nagasaki were rebuilt by the USA. They were rebuilt by the Marshall Plan. They were rebuilt by Americans who are the most friendly victors you could ever want. The last thing Americans want to be is the last place Americans want to be is in another man's home. They want their own home, and they want their own home safe, and Obama's not going to make it safe. It's not going to be safe to live in the USA. This man is a fool. And let me tell you this. When the Berlin Wall came down, the American Wall came down too. We are wide open. We can't even keep our borders closed. We are wide open. We are open for infiltration. We don't even know who's here among us. You think about that. And never forget, the Revolutionary War prophet Benjamin Franklin said, "Gentlemen, if we do not hang together, surely we will all hang separately." And that's what the communists who have infiltrated the government are doing. And Joe McCarthy, I pray to Joe McCarthy every night that he inspires somebody to get our country back and to expose all of the communists that have infiltrated the government. And you know something? I'd like to see a list of all the judges in the United States and their political affiliations. I'd like to know more about all the judges who sit on benches and their decisions. I think we should have a judicial review on who is destroying this country legally and what their affiliations are with trial lawyers and ACLU lawyers. Thank you.
Hey, do you think that this new encouragement of whistleblowers is Big Brother getting you primed to turn in your neighbor? Huh? Are we going to be part of that Fidel Castro watch group that watches who leaves the neighborhood and reports it to the police? And what time they come back? Is this what we're doing? We're being trained to spy on one another? When I was growing up, those people were called stool pigeons. I guess a stool pigeon comes from being arrested by the police, and they sit you on a stool, and they put the light on you, and then they convince you to talk. That's where stool pigeon comes from. And canary, that's another one. They sing like a canary. Yeah, now the government is encouraging you. Yes, turn in your neighbor, especially if he's carrying a Bible. We want to report anybody that's been involved in a Gideon drive-by. The only person I'm going to turn in is my newspaper boy to the IRS. This kid never can get the paper to the front door. I find it up in the trees. I find it in my neighbor's yard. I find it at the bottom of the driveway, right in the fast lane. It's the only job he'll ever have. And he's got all kinds. He wears all kinds of jewelry. He's got bolts in his head, and he'll wear one of those Def Leppard T-shirts. And he's hard of hearing already. And he's got teenage glaucoma, so he qualifies for California marijuana mail order. Yeah, isn't it wonderful? So, and he delivers a communist rag. You know, it was on the front page the other day. Was a big photo of three liberals, and it said liberals are taking over the community. They're the only three in a population of 500,000, and they get front page. And of course, the big headline was the Pope is involved in a pedophile scandal. You know, they went after this Pope. They couldn't get him on charges of ducking the Nuremberg crimes trials. They tried to, because he was in the German army, they tried to say he was a Gestapo chief. The media is very, very, very mean, very cruel. It's unbelievable. And Hollywood does everything it's told to do. And General Electric now runs the government. We're in trouble, my friends. We're in big trouble. So the newspaper boy, he's on a hit list. He's got about 2 weeks left, and then I'm canceling this rag. And the only reason I buy it, this communist rag, is actually I don't buy it. My wife buys it. Is for the coupons. But in 2 weeks I'm giving this guy, and he never delivers a dry paper. I gotta rinse him out. I gotta put him in the dryer when I get the paper. So you know what I do? I get even. When I pay him now by check, and I soak it before I give it to him. I he can't get a check until it's nice and soggy. And then I'm going to report him to the IRS for not reporting his income. And I'll get 5% of everything he earns for the rest of his life. And that doesn't count if he's ever been, if he's delivered any newspapers that have asbestos in them. Oh, man. Did you ever see so many people? This is it. We've destroyed our industry, and all we got left now is we got to sue each other for a living. Unbelievable. And you see the lawyers, right? If you were a veteran of the Revolutionary War and you still suffer from musket balls, contact the law firm of Flakem, Bakem, and Shakem. And they showed a picture, and the guy's from New York. He's wearing a cowboy hat, and he's got an Iranian beard just in case they take over. He can blend in. Yeah, and he's getting on a plane with three bimbos, a.k.a. secretaries. We'll go anywhere and fight for you. That $15 traffic ticket, we will get you not guilty. Just send a $5,000 retainer. And Excuse me a minute, though. I've got to give the ingredients to the cocktail to the stewardess. Yeah, sidecar, honey. I'll have a sidecar. That's one shot of lemon juice, a shot of brandy, and a shot of triple sec. And shake it up. Yeah, and that's what's out there today. We have no industry left, so everybody's going to be left to sue one another. Oh, here's another ad for legal highway robbery. If you were an intern during the Clinton administration, you may be a part of a major class action lawsuit pertaining to messy filly upper. If you were groped or approached by the President of the United States, you may be entitled to compensation under our claim for messy filly upper. So please contact the offices. We only take 80% of the award. Please contact the offices of Flake'em, Bake'em, and Shake'em. There is a town in Nevada called Searchlight. It is a one-horse town. The population is 1,000. Today, the population is increasing tenfold because people in Nevada are tired of being had. And they're going to get rid of Harry Reid, the shoe bomber. And they're coming out in strength, in numbers, to convince the rest of the country that they better wake up to. And I wish them well. And they've been assembling out there in Searchlight in Nevada since 7:30 this morning. And I do wish them well. And I do not want to see John McCain return to the Senate. It's time for John McCain to retire. I do want to see an end to Harry Reid. Any communist who stands up in front of the entire nation and says that the American troops have lost the war in Iraq is a fifth columnist. He couldn't do a better than if he was the son of Osama bin Laden. Harry Reid has to go. Harry Reid is a dangerous man. Harry Reid is anti-American. Harry Reid is a communist. You don't have to wear a Karl Marx or a Che Guevara t-shirt to be a communist. You can wear a suit and a tie and do more damage than the bearded wonders that infect the streets during demonstrations. It's going to be hard for to turn those 10,000 people who are turning out today and give them a race look, a racist look, because it's going to be hard for the stuntmen that are provided by the Democrat Party to infiltrate such organizations and such groups. They do it with pro-life people, too. The pro-life people are having a peaceful demonstration, and the Democrats will plant a stuntman in the crowd to make believe the whole crowd is ugly, and thereby discredit the love of child and peaceful movement of the pro-life people. Never forget, abortion is a violent act. And all the pro-life people want to do is put an end to violence. That's why they call it pro-life. So what takes place in Searchlight, Arizona, Nevada today is very important. And let me see if I can find my Dear John letter to John McCain, and I'll read it to you. And then I'll remind me to tell you why November is crucial to this, to the survival of the United States. I'll tell it to you now before I forget. No party should ever be allowed to control all three branches of government. Do you know how wide open we are as a nation when one party controls the presidency, the House, and the Senate? Do you know how vulnerable we are to a communist takeover? Do you know the only thing that's preventing a communist takeover today is a 5-4 Supreme Court bench. 5 for America, 4 against. You better pray that no conservative judge on the Supreme Court meets with an accident. you better pray that that doesn't happen, because you know and I know that Obama will appoint a communist, and then he'll have the entire country in the palm of his hand. There'll be nothing to stop the communists from taking over. And they hit the ground running when they came into power. They already had the two-minute warning plays ready to activate. And they came in on the run. Not like when Bush had to come into Washington and look for the W's on the computer board and couldn't declare R. A-R. Yeah. Okay, so let me find my Dear John letter for John McCain.
Dear John, oh how I hate to write. Dear John, I must let you know tonight that my love for you has died away like Christ upon the lawn. And tonight I wed another, dear John.
Dear John McCain, oh how I hate to write. Dear John, I must let you know tonight that your Senate time is up. You drink from the Kennedy cup. We need a warrior, not a Republican pup. Dear John, you served your country well. Dear John, you almost died in hell. I can still hear you scream and shout when you got the Jane Fonda workout. It is time to take a break. The country wants a fairer shake. Dear John, it is time to say goodbye. Dear John, before more civilians die. During Passover, Obama sold out the Jews. On nuke deterrence, we will lose. With the communists, he's in bed. What good is health care if we're dead? Arizona needs to lead the way. Close the drug routes by today. Stop illegals. Show respect for law. J.D. Hayworth must beat you to the draw. This poem was inspired by the brave and the free. I think I'll have another cup of freedom tea.
Do any day, I will know right away, soon as it shows. It make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle, Duke, gonna come through, coming to me. Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone'll jingle, door'll knock. Open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around corner, or whistling down the river. Come on, deliver to me. Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, maybe tonight. Maybe tonight, maybe tonight.
I mean, any of boys and girls. What happened here?
Let's see what we got going. Got to do. Let's see what we got. Boom, boom, boom. Maybe we're finished with the show. Let's see. Yeah, I guess we're finished with the show. Okay.